these walks when the shops are open. You will be pressing the pause or stop button on your cassette player often during each tour, while we walk a few steps or a full block to the next building or shop or cafe. Each time you need to pause the tape, you will hear this tone. When you hear it, just pause the tape, follow the directions you have been given to the next stop, and then turn the tape back on again. We'll tell you where you should be so that you can make sure you haven't lost the trail. If you do get lost, don't worry. Just rewind the tape a little to the last stop that you remember. Then retrace your steps to that point and start again. The map that accompanies each cassette should help you if you get confused. We will be going down narrow, winding streets, in and out of courtyards and buildings and through parks. It's only natural to get turned around occasionally. Paris is not a museum. It is a vibrant and constantly changing city. While that adds to its charm, it will almost certainly mean that occasionally a shop we describe will have moved, a building we are looking at is covered with scaffolding, or a street we're walking down is blocked by construction. Please bear with us when this happens. Paris has been evolving for 2,000 years, and there's nothing we can or would want to do to stop it. One last point before we start this first walk. This is not a beginner's guide to Paris. We will not be taking you to the main tourist attractions. The Eiffel Tower, the Arc de Triomphe, and the Louvre, to name a few, are not to be missed. And if you haven't yet visited them, you certainly will soon. These walks are off the beaten track. They explore neighborhoods and quartiers where people live, eat, shop, and where the history of Paris and of France has played out its glorious story. If you have never been to Paris before, these walks will help you get a feel for the city just as much, and perhaps more so, than a boat trip down the Seine. Do both, and if you have been to Paris many times, you should still find all sorts of gems which will be new to you in the courtyards and alleyways we'll explore together. So take it easy, relax, try not to rush. Use your pause button constantly. Retrace your steps if you get off course. And enjoy these fascinating walks around the world's most beautiful and interesting city. So let's begin our walk through the neighborhood of Saint-Julien-le-Pauvre. You should be standing at the corner of the Petit Pont and the Quai de Montebello. The Hôtel de Notre-Dame is diagonally across the street from you. The entrance to the RER subway is across the bridge. You may want to position yourself near the center of the bridge, so you have both a good view of Notre-Dame and the Seine below, while we give you some history of the area.
This island marks the beginning of Paris and is still the center of Paris.
Co-author of Paris Walks, Sonia Landis.
Because it was on this island that a group of people, a tribe of people, called the Parisii, from which, of course, we get the name Paris, first settled here. And that was long before Julius Caesar came and conquered the island.
At that time, there were 8 or 9 islands in this part of the Seine. Now there are only 2, this one, and behind it, the Île Saint-Louis. On the Île de la Cité is the Place du Parvis. It is the square in front of Notre-Dame, and it is the official center of France.
In the center of the Parvis, there is a metal plaque that says 0 kilometers Paris. And this means that every distance in France is measured to this point. So when you're riding along the road and you see stone markers that say 250 kilometers, that means you are 250 kilometers from this Parvis in front of Notre Dame, the heart of Paris.
For ancient Paris, this sprawling river whose waters were sweet and clean enough to drink was a boon. Because of it, the Parisii felt safe from surprise attacks. An enemy would have to cross large stretches of swamp to reach the island. The river was also an excellent highway for trade. It still is today. Now take a look down at the river.
There are always people there, some sunning themselves, some fishing, although today the water is so polluted I wouldn't recommend eating anything. I think they do throw them back. You'll see lovers in all degrees of affection. At night, the clochards, or the homeless, often sleep there. It's a little protected from the wind, and nobody will bother them. So there's quite a life down at the bottom of the Seine.
If you want, stop the tape and climb down the steps on the Notre-Dame side of the channel and look at the Seine close up. We will wait for you on the bridge. Restart the tape when you return.